The next siman is entitled Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Yom Sheni V'Chamishi, which is the very beginning of the laws of Hilchos Kriyas Seder Torah, which is a little unique over here in that the Mishnah Brura, which primarily comments on the statements of the Shulchan Aruch, begins in a unique fashion by quoting a lengthy Rambam. And he takes this from Hilchos Tefillah. I'd like to share that with you. He writes as follows. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikun Lehem Yisrael Shehu Korin B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shachris. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was one that instituted the various Torah readings, which are done publicly on Shabbos as well as on Monday and Thursday morning. Today, in order shlo yishu shloshayamim below shmias Torah, that one should not go without 3 days. 3 days without hearing any Torah. The Ezra, which we're generally familiar with, Ezra is the one that was masakin it. So the Rambam says like this: Ezra tikein shihu korin gam b'mincha b'chol Shabbos. That not only those 3 times, Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday, but also, Ezra later established, that it should be done also Shabbos afternoon. Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. Yoshvei Kronos literally means sit in corners, but it means people that are basically wasting their time, and they could be doing something a little bit better, something more productive, such as studying. V'gamu tikin shehu korin b'shinim v'chamishi shlosh b'nei adam. He added something which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do. Moshe just said that it should be read on Monday and Thursday. But he didn't specify exactly how many people should get called up to the Torah. So Ezra instituted that we should have 3. V'lo yikru pachos mi'asara psukim. That we should not read even though there's 3 readers. In total, they should not read less than 10. And the 10 psukim. The exception to that, doesn't say it over here, is Purim, right, which we do 9 because it's a hefsek inyan. It's brought down. Well, can I tell you? But nonetheless, it is 9 psukim. But generally, the Rambam says you have to do at least 10 psukim, and discuss another time the significance of that. He says, "Kibuzman Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Lo Hoisat Takana Davka Shihu Karin Shlosha." Moshe didn't institute that it had to be specifically 3. Yishirgur Asar Psukim Davka. They had to have 10 Psukim specifically at bare minimum. Yasehu V'Tikin Davar Zeh. So some explain, as the Rambam does, that that's what Ezra later did. That was what he added onto the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalmi Isa, it's brought down the Yerushalmi, the Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shehu Karin B'Torah, B'Shabasos, V'Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, V'Chol Shemoed. The Yerushalmi adds also Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, V'Avi Arif, Perek Kari Omed, V'Chenu Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel. So that's how the Rambam begins, talks about the laws of Tefillah, and it's interesting again that it's actually found just in the middle, right at the beginning rather, of the Mishnah Brura, before he even begins his commentary on this siman. Now, what is the significance of the 3 days? So it's brought down that it's based on the Gemara in Baba Kama that the pasuk says V'yelchu Gimel Yamim B'Midbar B'lo Motzumoyim, that the Bnei Yisrael were in the desert for the period of 3 days and they could not find water. And Darshi Rishumo Samru Ein Mayim El Torah, the word, even though it does say that they were in search and did not have water, which without water for 3 days, how can one physically survive? So too, without that spiritual water, Torah, it's also something which a person cannot spiritually survive. Amdu Nevi'im Shebineihem V'Tiknu Lehem Shehu Karin B'Shabbos V'Sheni V'Chamishi, and therefore because of this, that's the reason why the reading is no more than 3 days apart. So that we will never have 3 days without the absence of without Torah. Kivan Moshe Rabbeinu Hoya Hanavi Hagadol. Since Moshe was the great Navi, the Chol Hanaviim Shibador the Beis Dinohim. L'chein Nichas HaRambam HaTakana L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, it was best for the Rambam to hang this halacha, this concept on, and this takana on Moshe. Now, it's brought down an interesting question by the Prima Gadim. Now, what's the whole reason why it's brought down that it's necessary to have a Torah reading at least a couple of days in the middle of the week in order that we should not have 3 days without Torah? So the Prima Gadim asks a very interesting, really simple question, but maybe we wouldn't think of it. He says, what do you mean? B'chol yom korin kriya shema. Right? We recite the Shema every day, and we know Kriya Shema, Havi Torah, those are all psukim. So why then is it necessary to institute the Torah reading, which are psukim? We already recite Kriya Shema anyway, which is, so we're not going 3 days without Torah. We're saying the Shema, so we're saying Torah every day. So there's a couple answers that are brought down over here. But Sarach Lomar, it's possible to say Sarach Lasik with Torah, but Efshe Shelo Yelchu Belo Torah Mitocha Ksav Davka. That there is a difference between reciting the Shema in a Siddur and reciting it from the Ksav, from the actual, the original source, from the Torah itself. It's another explanation as to this difference between 3 days without Torah, which is in addition to the reciting of the Shema, is brought down the Torah's Chaim. It says, "Debeinan sechus Talmud Torah derabim." When it comes to Kriyat Shema, we're saying it. We are saying Torah, but it's being said ourselves, quietly, privately. So that's fine. But when it comes to Torah, which the greatest chus is being able to learn barabim in public, to with an interaction or with one to with many people, therefore that's the reason why it's done in this fashion. We'll just see one more piece and we'll stop. He says, "Minyan Zion, Karim b'Shabbos, b'Shisha Karim b'Yom Kippurim, b'Chamisha Karim b'Yom Tov, Huma Tekanas Moshe Rabbeinu." It says that this order of a specific amount of people that are called up to the Torah, that is instituted specifically by Moshe Rabbeinu, as it's also said in the Zohar, Muchach Shegam Seder Kriyas HaParshios Netikadas Moshe Rabbeinu Hu. And the Mepharshim say, what do you mean? Maybe Ezra was the instituted. So some answer, unlike what the Rambam says, is that Moshe Rabbeinu really instituted everything. For some reason, certain things became forgotten, and then Ezra came later on and reinstituted them. And therefore, Ezra does get the credit, according to some interpretations, of being involved in establishing these things, even though Moshe Rabbeinu did it before, because it was forgotten, he reinstituted it. But in conclusion, the Gemara, which is not brought over here, discusses the significance of why there are different aliyot for different times. So the very minimum, as we've seen, which we have typically, is three. And sometimes, when it comes to, for example, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, we have four. And the Gemara says it's because there's something additional, something which is unique, which is Musaf, with Tefillas Musaf. So for that, we have an extra Aliyah. And when it comes to Yom Tov, in which there's also a prohibition of Melacha, because of that, we make it five. Yom Kippur, which the prohibition of doing work is even greater, Kares, six. You can't say that because of the next one, which is Shabbos, which is the violation, is the greatest of punishments, which is Skila, and therefore because of that, we give the most, which is seven.